All right. I'm very excited about being able to go to Australia for the first time at Christmas. And Greg, who's my co-host on The Morning Buzz, told me Amanda, his daughter, had been there. And you were there for a while, weren't you, Amanda?
I sure was, yeah. I had the great opportunity to study abroad over there, so I got to spend about 7 months.
Now, what kind of organization helps you do that? I think a lot of people would love to jump on an opportunity like that.
Oh, of course, yeah. I actually did it through a study abroad program at TCU, my school, but it was through IES, which is a great organization that really allows people all over the country and the world to be able to spend some really great time in a foreign land, kind of experience the culture. And instead of being a traditional study abroad experience where you go with a bunch of your classmates from your university and all live together, they really immerse you in the culture with living situations where you're living with locals and really getting to kind of be out there on your own and experience it for yourself. So it was really fantastic. I lived with a native Australian girl for the entire 7 months, and all my friends were Australian, so I really got immersed in the culture.
So what IES is the name of it. Is that the website as well if people want to find out about it? Do they go to IES?
Yeah, I'm sure they could just go ahead and Google IES for study abroad, but let's see if that IESabroad.org.
Very good. See, you had your phone in your hand, and you were able to get it that fast, right?
I know, pretty nifty, huh?
It is really
these days.
Yeah. So is it for college students, or what do you have to have as a qualification to be a part of this?
Yes, for that program, it definitely is for college students. So I actually I did a lot of research about different programs and ways that I would be able to affordably go make those arrangements, and they were able to provide me with a grant and all kinds of things. So, if any college students out there are excited about experiencing a new country, new culture, then IES is definitely a great program. But
I think it's fabulous. What a great idea. So here you are. Did you have friends already in Australia while you wanted to do this, or was this just because you've always wanted to go to Australia?
Yeah, no, I'd always dreamed of going over to Australia. Something about the beach and down under and that whole Aussie vibe that always intrigued me. So I was pretty brave. I went without knowing a single soul.
Wow.
And I went and lived in a village of all kinds of different university students that were at different schools. And so I was able to just make friends while I was there with some of the locals. And honestly, I've made lifelong friends from that experience. Some of my best friends to this day are Australians, and I have plans to see them again in the future. So it was a really fantastic way to meet new people across the world.
So where did you go in Australia?
So I was based in Melbourne. They say Melbourne over there. If you say Melbourne, then you get laughed at.
Oh, really? You don't say? I didn't know that.
That's where I was for the majority of my time. But I had a little stint over to Sydney for a little vacation. And I also did a trip towards the Great Barrier Reef and down some of the coast. So I got to see quite a bit of Australia. But like I said, I was primarily in Melbourne, which is kind of a European feel, if you will, for Australia, and lots of little outside cafes and a lot of street art and really, really neat culture over there. So that was my main hub.
Now, yeah, I have to admit, I'm really, having never been there before, I've just been studying because I'm going to Sydney in the Blue Mountains, but I'm not even sure which area, Melbourne?
Yeah.
Melbourne on which coast is that on?
It's on the east coast. It's just a little bit south of Sydney.
South. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if you know how Tasmania is right under Australia, that little tiny little island looking thing under it, if you were to go straight up from Tasmania, you would hit Melbourne.
Interesting. So did you go to Tasmania too?
No, I didn't. There was actually a group of other students that took a big trip, but that's when I went up to the Gold Coast instead and got to see the Great Barrier Reef and all kinds of things, and Whitehaven Beach and So I didn't go to Tasmania, but I hear it's pretty cool.
I have too. I really have. I really would like to know a little more because Melbourne sounds like it's a charming town. So does it feel like that English? Is it more like an English feel to it? I mean, because I've seen some of these places really do have a lot of English influences. There's a hotel I'm staying in called Sir Stamford Court in Sydney that's a high tea and everything. Did that feel like that in Melbourne?
Oh, fantastic. Oh, it's funny you speak of high tea because my roommate, Marinda, would always have her cup of tea before bed every night. That was kind of a tradition. Uh-huh. But yes, I would say that there was definitely a lot of European and English influence in Melbourne specifically. Just kind of as you're walking through, some of the architecture, just very, very much a combination of the newer kind of industrial or sleek looking architecture mixed with that old world traditional. And that was really neat. And like I said, just walking along, you approach all these little sidewalk cafes and little alleyways with hidden gems of art and things like that. And the public transportation made you feel like you were maybe in London as well, because it was very effective. The trains and the transit, it was pretty easy to get around without a car for me.
So you didn't even have to get a car. You just used public transportation.
No, they drive on the other side of the road, too, so thank goodness I didn't have to.
Oh, never had done that until I did a trip to Ireland, and that was like a whole stressful experience for the first few days. I mean, so that's going to, because we're renting a car from Sydney and driving up to the Blue Mountains, but having done it in Ireland just a few months ago, don't feel near as nervous because the Irish roads are small. Do you have, it seems like there's lots of good, nice, well-built highways that you could take around, and that's part of getting around, that people really can use the trains and transportation a little better than some places. And that makes a key thing. Did you take the trains when you went and did the visit to Sydney? Did you take the train up?
No, we actually flew there. The only times I took the train were getting into some of the suburbs of Melbourne and down to this little, I'm trying to remember what it was called. It was some kind of island area where you got to watch the little tiny penguins run up, and you got to see a bunch of the wallabies and kangaroos.
Wow.
So
Was it a zoo or was it a wildlife?
No, I did have the chance to go to the Sydney Zoo, though, which was incredible. When you're there, you have to try to go.
You know what? It's open on Christmas Day, and it's called Taronga or something like Taronga Zoo.
Yes, that's it.
It's from Sydney. You take there's a best way to go is you just take the ferry down to it, and it's open on Christmas Day. So that is what I'm going to do on Christmas Day, is go to the zoo.
Beautiful.
It's supposed to be amazing. There's actually an app for it. Do you believe that? There's an app for the zoo. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's great. Yeah, we took the ferry as well, and that ride was so picturesque. You could see the opera house and all kinds of things from the water, and you ride up to the zoo, and you're there, and the views are spectacular. So, and of course, you get to see a kangaroo. That was my agenda the entire time. I was so obsessed with seeing kangaroos.
And wallabies, I guess.
Little wallabies as well.
And koala bears.
Oh, yes. My first week there, we actually took a trip down the Great Ocean Road. And that was really one of the most spectacular experiences. But I got to take a picture with a koala bear one of my first weeks there. So I was instantaneously entrenched with all the wonderful wildlife.
It's a whole new world, right? I mean, so did you have, was you going to school down there at all? Or is it just all for credits of learning about a new area? How did that work?
I did. I had to go to school. I was actually in the media and communications program at the University of Melbourne, and it was ranked number 10 in the world for media and communications. So I was balancing, obviously, the fun and experiencing new things with a lot of hard schoolwork. I'm not going to lie to you. They made it pretty challenging.
What was the school like? Tell me about that experience.
Yeah, so it was a very different structure than what I was used to over in America or on the mainland. But we had big lectures that we would have, and then we had these little seminars of little classes of maybe 10 people or so, and they would call those toots. So you'd have a tutor in there, and they would kind of debrief the lecture, and you would all be in a collaborative setting and really talk about what you think, but and have presentations every now and then. But really, all you were graded on was about three massive 2,500-word essays per class per semester. So,
well, that's kind of interesting. That's interesting.
Because quizzes or presentations that were for grade, it was all based on those essays. So when it came down to the due dates, you had to lock yourself up in the library and get to work for some hours straight.
But you'd think in a communications class that they'd want you to do communications as your test.
You would think. Yeah, no, I know. It was definitely more on the written communication side, but it's very interesting. What I really took away from the education experience was kind of a better sense of globalization. So over here in America, it almost seemed like we felt like we were the center of the world, and we only really talk about things in America.
It's true.
Things apply to that. But for them, being in Australia, you talk about the world on a more global level, and that was really interesting for me.
Was it BBC? Did they have a BBC outlet down there? I mean, I know there's a British connection, but do they carry also the BBC?
Yes. I know I only had about 7 TV stations while I was over there.
Wow.
That was pretty limited, but as far as the news. But they had that Telezis or Teleger or whatever, but the BBC was definitely aired. So you learned a lot about China and about the world as a whole, and it was just very different. I thought it was a great experience, kind of gaining some different perspective and not being in the Central American powerhouse and really talking about how everything works together.
Well, did they have you actually do any broadcasting? Did you get to go and see any of the TV stations or radio stations or do any of that?
No, we didn't have that
opportunity.
They should
do that.
It was definitely more lecture-based and just discussion. So there wasn't any of that, unfortunately. I think that would have been pretty neat.
It really would. I mean, because you know what? There's not a lot of great people that have communications backgrounds. And I think for journalism, there's really a need for a lot of journalists. So if you had your options of what you would do in communications with that, what would it be?
Well, for me, actually, very interestingly enough, I had the opportunity to work pretty closely with a radio station down in Dallas, based on an internship that I held my senior year of university. But I honestly am now kind of exploring different options within kind of mobile tech and marketing tech, just because, as you know, the world is changing, and in this age of information where there's so much to be had and sort through, it's almost like we are bombarded with information, and they need companies to be able to help and be able to bring users the content that they really want and are wanting to experience.
What is kind of mobile tech? What would you explain? I'm not sure what that would be. You just give information to some of these internet streaming places, like you write articles or something?
Sometimes just helping with mobile apps and their outreach and engagement of users. Sometimes just helping with the information that goes behind marketing and all kinds of things within technology.
That's very interesting. So when you think, and you made these friends down there in Melbourne, and I guess being in school, you get a chance to meet even more friends. What a great environment to make friends, because in school, you're seeing them in a different setting than, obviously, if you were just visiting there. And staying with one family, I mean, did they assign you the family? Did you have a pick of who you were going to stay with, or how did that work when you decided to stay down there in Melbourne?
Actually, I didn't stay with a family. It was just one other Australian student. So
okay.
It was a really cool concept. They called it RMIT Village, and it was just a hodgepodge of a bunch of uni or university students. And we all kind of lived together in this. It was almost like apartments, but they had courtyard events and all kinds of things for everyone to mingle and get acquainted. And so my roommate was just a girl, Miranda, who was also studying at a different university, and she was actually born and raised in Brisbane, but she was there in Melbourne with me. So that was a great way to be able to meet a friend and to be introduced to her friends and things of that nature. But I didn't have a say in who I'd be rooming with.
Wow.
It was very much at random, but it definitely worked out for me. I had a great experience and a great roommate.
So how was the food different for you? I mean, Texas has, you're from Texas, it's got its own kind of style eating. What was Australian food like compared to your old taste of Texan food?
Yeah, so there were a few things that I missed, but honestly, it was fantastic. So some of the things that I really remember pretty vividly were the fact that their pizzas were just so fresh.
Really?
They would have all kinds of crazy toppings on there, and they'd be really feel like you were having a healthy meal when you sat down to have a pizza.
Now, isn't that interesting? I wouldn't have guessed pizza.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, I wouldn't have guessed pizza would be a big thing down there, but, you know, pizza's big everywhere, I guess. That's interesting.
Yeah, no, it was pretty great. And there was actually a tradition for pot and parma. So it'd be this chicken parmesan with ham on it and served with French fries, which they called chips, and they'd serve it with a pot of beer, kind of a glass of beer. And that was really a tradition that a lot of Aussies and other people would go and have their pot and parma. That was a common dish.
Sounds good. That's a great combination.
I know, and I love all the different names for things, like chips for fries and things like that. That's definitely back to that British and European influence.
So is it were you right on the coast?
Pretty close, yeah. I had pretty easy access to a beach, so that was pretty nice to go to a couple of times. But I wasn't right on the water. I was kind of in the central business district, but it was very, very close.
Were the prices pretty good for shopping, for clothes and things? Was that interesting there?
Oh, no, actually. It's very, very expensive over there. So
really?
It was pretty common for my friends to say that they really wanted to be able to take a trip to America and go shopping because they could much more easily afford things. So,
you know, I'd never guess that. I really would have thought that the prices would be good for shopping. It just wasn't there. It was expensive, huh?
It really was. Wow. It was definitely more expensive.
I wonder, because they ship it, do they say it's because they're shipping it in or something? That's surprising to me.
You know, that's probably a really good theory. I never thought of it that way, but it makes sense.
Well, we blame everything that's high prices here on Maui and the fact that they're shipping it in, but basically just people charge more because they can. Was there a lot of tourism? You see a lot of tourists visiting?
Definitely in Sydney more so than Melbourne, I would say. I got to go to Bondi Beach when I was in Sydney, and there were definitely a lot of tourists there taking their pictures and being all excited to be there. I would say there definitely is, but it wasn't bombarded by tourists. You definitely felt like you were in the mix with the locals being there.
Yeah, well, that's the best way. I mean,
I couldn't agree more.
So where did you do for day trips? And did you check the surrounding areas out? Did you have time on the weekends to do that?
A few times we actually got to go, like I said, to the beach and go down. I really wish I could remember the name of that island. I think it may be Phillip Island or something like that, where I got to see the little penguins come in and, like I said, the kangaroos and everything. But as far as any other trips, just that trip up to Sydney was one weekend. That was really great. And I did get to see some of the suburbs. Like I said, making friends, getting to go to their family's homes and have home-cooked meal. They actually, now that I think about it, lamb is very common over there as well. I had my first taste of lamb, a big lamb roast dinner made by a family. And I actually one weekend got to go see a taping of the X Factor Australia.
Really?
So just like the X Factor in UK and in America, I got really into watching that while I was down there because it was one of the seven stations. So got to go to a live taping of that, which was really neat. It's definitely a fun adventure.
What were the radio stations like down there? Any good radio?
You know, I don't think I got to experience much of it. I did have one friend with a car that we would jam to the radio every now and then while we were riding, but I didn't have access to a radio for day-to-day.
Wow.
But I will tell you that I have a fond memory of listening to Beyonce, like the old Destiny's Child, playing on the radio one day in her car, and we were very excited. So
wow.
They definitely have a lot of American influence on their music.
I think you're very good on the radio. I think, have you ever checked into maybe having a radio career, getting involved in radio somewhere?
That was a dream of mine, actually. I would love to pursue that. I appreciate that solid feedback. Maybe my dreams can be reality.
Well, you should. I mean, you could probably intern in one of, and if you're in New York, my gosh, they got some great stations. Try, head for the best. Go to WOR and see if you can be an intern. That's why I started in radio as an intern.
And look at you now. No, that's really great advice. I appreciate that.
Yeah, don't go start in the small station. Start at the big station. Then you got more opportunities. Although, you know, you got attitudes, too, because the guys that are big stars at WOR probably will treat you bad. But that's just ego. That radio's
got
ego.
I got thick skin.
Yeah, good. Well, good. I mean, gosh, I think it sounds like an amazing opportunity for people to look into. And I'd never heard of this before, but I think something like this, I've always believed travel can really expand your horizons. You make new friends. You see things in a different way. I think it's really good for your soul to travel and to be able to spend, you know, set with 7 months down there in Melbourne. And I didn't know. I always thought it was Melbourne, so I'm glad you warned me. You know, an adventure of a lifetime. How great. And you can always go back and visit now that you've got friends down there, right?
Oh, it's so true. And I always say travel is the one thing that you can buy that makes you richer.
That's true.
I firmly believe that.
Yeah, absolutely true. Well, Amanda, what a treat to be able to talk to you. You're really good on the radio, and it sounds like a wonderful thing. Again, if people are interested in finding out about this program, if they're in school, I guess they can go to iesabroad.org or .com?
iesabroad.org.
iesabroad.org, yeah. I mean, because this sounds like a kind of thing that I mean, that young people, I mean, really could really enjoy and be a part of.
Like forever.
I think it's fabulous. I think it's wonderful. Well, thank you for taking the time to call in from New York. Is it snowy and cold there yet?
It's rainy and cold, definitely. We haven't hit snow yet. I got to see a few flurries fall about a week ago for the first time, but it hasn't hit full blizzard stage yet.
So
I'm not quite prepared.
First Christmas in New York, huh? That's going to be a trip. Do you go to do you get to go to theater there and everything?
Oh, we are definitely planning on it. I had a theater background and acted for all of high school, so I'll definitely be excited to catch some shows.
Wow, wonderful. Well, it's been great talking to you, Amanda.
It was so great talking to you too, Cindy. So good to meet you.
You too.
And I hope y'all have a good rest of the day over in Maui. Aloha.
Thank you. Aloha.